While at least 7 rounds of talks have been held between the Taliban and the US, the militant group has further launched attacks on military and civilian targets across the country. In a recent wave of Taliban attacks, tens of commando forces were killed in western Badghis province and scores of others were killed and wounded as a result of the group's coordinated attack on Kandahar police headquarters in southern Afghanistan.
My cousin was one of those commando troops who lost their lives in a Taliban attack in Badghis after they were surrounded by hundreds of Taliban terrorists.
Experts believe such tactic by the Taliban aims at gaining more credits during peace negotiations.
This is clear that the Taliban militant group is after gaining more credit on negotiating table through expanding their bombings and attacks. But our negotiators must convince the militant group to reduce their moves during the talks.
However, people in Afghanistan believe there will be no peace even after a possible truce between the two sides.
The presence of terrorist groups in Afghanistan is part of a plot hatched by some big powers in the world to spread insecurity in the country. I think even if the government and the Taliban reach ceasefire, war in Afghanistan will keep going on.
What makes local Afghans worried about security situation and peace in their country is the most possible growth of Daesh terrorists in Afghanistan. In this case, Afghanistan will step in a new chapter which is fighting against Daesh. Amin Alami, Press TV, Kabul.